to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Intellectual Property Alert. Bilski versus Capos. Business Method Patent Survived to Fight Another Day. After almost 30 years, the U.S. Supreme Court has finally revisited the boundaries of patentable subject matter in a case that will affect the computer software industry, financial services industry, and any industry that deals with process patents. On June 28, 2010, in Bilski v. Capos, the Supreme Court held that business methods may constitute patentable subject matter and rejected the Federal Circuit's rigid tests for determining whether processes are patentable. In so doing, the Supreme Court relied on existing case law and long-held exclusion against patenting abstract ideas, but left the industry with little clarity. Background. Petitioners Bernard Bilski and Rand Warsaw, hereafter Bilski, filed a patent application describing a process of hedging against a risk of price changes in energy markets. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office rejected Bilski's application because it did not constitute patentable subject matter. Bilski subsequently appealed to the Federal Circuit, which pronounced a new test for determining whether processes are patentable, known as the machine or transformation test. Using this test, a process is only patentable if 1. It is tied to a particular machine or apparatus, or 2. It transforms a particular article into a different state or thing. Since Bilski's patent claims are directed to human activity rather than a method in a machine or a method that transforms a particular article into a different state or thing, the Federal Circuit found Bilski's process to be unpatentable. The Supreme Court's opinion. The Supreme Court reviewed its precedent and held that, although the machine or transformation test is a useful and important clue, an investigative tool for determining whether a process is patentable, it is not the sole test for deciding whether an invention is a patent-eligible process. Also, the Supreme Court rejected the contention that the term process in 35 U.S. Code Section 101, the statute that defines patentable subject matter, categorically excludes business methods. Instead, the court noted that the term method, which appears within the patent statute definition of process, may include at least some methods of doing business. To bolster its rationale, the Supreme Court stated that the existence of the prior use defense of 35 U.S. Code Section 273 available to business method users necessarily recognizes that business method patents exist, and to adopt such a categorical exclusion would render this statute meaningless. The Supreme Court cautioned, however, that Section 273 does not suggest broad patentability of such claimed inventions. Although business methods may be patentable, the Supreme Court held that Bilski's were unpatentable because they constituted an abstract idea, one of the court's long-held exceptions to patentable subject matter. Petitioners seek to patent both the concept of hedging risk and the application of that concept to energy markets. Rather than adopting categorical rules that might have wide-ranging and unforeseen impacts, the court resolves this case narrowly on the basis of this court's decisions in Benson, Fluke, and Deere, which show that petitioners' claims are not patentable processes because they are attempts to patent abstract ideas. The Supreme Court stated that Bilski's claims recite the basic concept of hedging, and to allow such a patent would preempt use of this approach in all fields and would effectively grant a monopoly over an abstract idea. Impact. The Supreme Court avoided adopting any categorical exclusions of subject matter, such as business methods or software. Therefore, these categories of subject matter remain patentable. However, the post-Bilski boundaries of patentable subject matter are potentially unclear. While there is room for processes beyond those that satisfy the machine or transformation tests, the Supreme Court did not endorse any of the prior tests used by the Federal Circuit. Yet the court did not foreclose the Federal Circuit from adopting other limiting criteria for patentable subject matter determinations. Thus, it is now up to the Federal Circuit to further define the boundaries of patentable subject matter.
2010, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.